how sweet is it to win a fourth straight Big Ten title? It's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to win any tournament of that stature, and to see the excitement and the happiness on your kids' faces when they win something like that. And for our two seniors to have them win the Big Ten every one of their 4 years is rewarding. And that's why we do it. And I was just happy the way we played. We didn't play our greatest to win, but we competed very well. And I thought that was the key to it. And we persevered through some adversity, and it was a successful week.
Mike, let me ask you this. Not being there, but I understand the conditions, especially on Sunday, were a little tough. Only two people broke par. How good was that round that Nick Hardy played to actually wrap up the title on Sunday?
It was a very mature, very strong-willed, very fundamentally sound round, something that coaches love to see. It was difficult, and you know, Nick was behind by shoot 7, 8, or 9 shots there at one time in the round, and he just kept doing his business. He didn't make many putts that week, but he fought through that and didn't let the putting woes filter into the rest of his game, which I thought was very mature, and he's learning to do that better. And he just stayed there till the end, and then he got a break. And you know, Cole Miller had a great tournament, but just kind of lost some shots coming in, and Nick was there to pick it up. And that 67 was very solid.
Mike, your team has really played well, it seems like, over the last 3 or 4 tournaments. And I know you and I have talked about this before, where sometimes you get off to a good start in the fall and there might be a little dip in the middle, and then you seem to come on and peak as you get towards the NCAAs. It seems like your team is really starting to come in on all cylinders. Do you see it that way too?
I hope so. That's how we built this thing, and that's what we try to convey to the players. And you know, we've been to the last six out of 7 NCAA match plays, Elite Eights, which no team has been to that many. And so, what we've been doing and trying to go by this game plan has worked. And hopefully, this year it follows the same trend. Now, there's no guarantee it will by any means, but I'd like to think that by winning winning a couple times in March and April, and then moving into the Big Ten Championship and winning there, it's got some momentum for the postseason. And that was the plan. And, you know, finals are finishing up right now, final exams, and we can actually begin to practice and train the next 2 weeks pretty hard for the finals and have some fun and see if we can run through that finish line. That's what we talk about, and that's what we need to see if we can continue to execute.
Tell us a little bit about your regional location, where you're going, and some of the competition that you're going to face there.
Strong competition as always, with the second seed at the Columbus, Ohio region. Oklahoma State, the number one team in the country, is the number one seed. We're the number two seed, I believe. And then you have Texas Tech, UNLV, and then Wake Forest after that to make the top five. There's 3 other Big Ten schools there, which will be fun to see and compete. And, you know, if for all the teams, if you go there and play well, you'll make it out. And if you don't, you're going home, and that's the way it should be, and we have to play well to get out.
Mike, what have you told your seniors, Dylan and Nick, about this year? You know, obviously, you know, when some kids get up and look in the mirror and realize, hey, this is my last time, this is our last this, we want to go out on a great note, you know, all of a sudden it can be a little overwhelming. Different people take it different ways. What have you told your seniors about how to make the most out of their last run at Illinois?
Enjoy it. This is the last time in their career that they're going to be on a team where they can celebrate unless they make the Ryder Cup sometime down the road. And, you know, and when you turn professional, and I played professional golf for a long time, and you know, if you win on a Sunday, you know, have your wife and your family to celebrate with, that's about it. And then on Monday morning, nobody cares anymore. And in college golf, you got your best friends you've been hanging out with, your buddies to celebrate with and to reminisce with and just to share in the success. And this is the best time to do it. And it's amazing if you have a tight-knit team and you believe that about your teammates and you want to play for each other, it's amazing how much better you play individually. And enjoy that. Enjoy that run. Enjoy the excitement of being a student in Illinois and just playing, enjoy playing golf and not worry about the result. And if that happens, they'll have no regrets.
Mike, obviously being seniors, you know, Dylan Meyer and Nick Hardy get a lot of the focus, but they're not the entire team. What else should people know about the other guys that surround them that aren't seniors this year?
Well, Nick and Dylan have been our anchors. They've been, you know, been doing this a long time, and they are seniors. And then the three sophomores we have in our top five right now is Michael Fiegels from Scottsdale and Brian Baumgartner from just Sacramento, just north of Sacramento, and then California. And then we have Giovanni Tadiato from Europe. And those three have got some potential, and they're getting better all the time. You know, Michael Fiegels and Brian Baumgartner both finished top five at the Big Ten Championship as well. So there's potential there. Some growth needs to be happening the next couple of years for them to keep moving, but they complement the two seniors very well, and they've come a long way this year. You know, their fall seasons weren't the best, but they've improved and gotten better. They're learning. They're embracing the role, and I think they want to send Nick and Dylan off on the right foot.
Mike, one last thing, and I'll let you run here. Is there anything you can fill us in on where you're playing, your schedule, on what you're planning to do once you're done with Illinois this year?
Yeah, I'm going to play a little bit as usual. I have some opportunities on the Champions Tour that I'm going to play from maybe three or four this summer, hopefully. And now that I'm over 50, I've been doing that for a couple of years, and it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed that. I'm going to play the National Professional Championship out in California and trying to qualify for the PGA in St. Louis. And then besides that, I'll play in the state when I can and the schedule permits at the LA PGA or LA Open and enjoy my summers and compete. And then I got to recruit and have my duties within the university as well. So it's going to be a busy summer, but I love sprinkling the playing aspect in, and I think it helps my coaching. It gives me a different perspective every summer about where the game is and how the game's evolving and what I need to do to still compete and then relay it to my players. And I think it's a huge benefit for me, and it's something that I look forward to. But then when I'm doing it, I can't wait till August gets here and the kids come back to campus. So I'll be busy, but it's something that I'm looking forward to.
Yep. Well, I bet it's been fun watching Strick and the success that he's had out on the Champions Tour this year.
Oh, sure it is.
Hey, congratulations on a outstanding final Big Ten Championship. Tell us about the feeling of winning that tournament and how you had to do it on the final round on Sunday in some, pretty tricky weather conditions.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, first of all. And, yeah, it was a great tournament for our team and for myself as well. The last round, you know, we were, I think, one shot ahead, and the weather conditions we thought set up perfect for us. It was very windy and a lot colder in the morning, and we kind of went out there and just felt like, you know, we needed to go get it still, and we kind of wanted to have a, you know, good front nine to pull away a little bit and have a nice lead going in the back. And I think we had a lead the whole day long, as the day went on, but the early on the front end it got pretty close, and then we kind of pulled away at the end, which was nice. But it was a battle out there for sure. You know, as a team, I think we played pretty strong and pretty quick to beat, so we made it difficult for Ohio State to take us down.
What did it feel like for you? Bookend titles. I think you started with a Big Ten individual title as a freshman. You got one more as a senior. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, you know, to do it freshman year and then senior year, it's pretty cool, honestly. It was definitely one of my goals going into the year, and it felt pretty good, honestly. So definitely happy about that. But, now it's ready for regionals.
Tell us a little bit about those regionals, where you're going. Obviously, you're going to probably play some other schools that are playing good golf.
Right.
Tell us about that, and I'm sure you're looking forward to that week, too.
Yeah, looking very forward to it. I think we were all pleased to get the Columbus regional site. I think that plays into our favor a lot because we played there a few weeks ago, and we know, you know, what the course was then, and we're going to get a practice round to get to see what the course, you know, has changed over the past few weeks. So having played there already this year, I think, is a huge plus for us. And obviously there are a lot of good teams in every regional site, and you know, you can't just go sleepwalking and do it thinking you're going to get through it easily. You got to, you know, our mindset is to go win it. And we've always had that mindset, and it's worked out well for us.
Mm-hmm. Nick, have you and Dylan spent some time, I mean, I know you guys are friends, you talk a lot, but have you spent some time talking about how to get the most out of, your final run at in Illinois and be able to walk out of there proud when it's all said and done this late spring, early summer?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Dylan and I, yeah, we were definitely very close, and you know, happened over the past 4 years. I don't think we really necessarily sit down and talk about how we're going to get the most out of it. I think we just go out there and, I don't know, try to compete against each other every day. And I think that's how we get the most out of each other and out of the team. I think, you know, when you attack every day, when every practice is, you know, a competition, a chance to get better, I think that really helps you as a team. And that's pretty much how you get everything out of each other and out of yourself. So we're just going to keep competing against each other. And I think that served us well.
Nick, Mike just brought something up to me while I was talking to him, you know, about your Big Ten championship win. He said it one time during that final round, he said he thought you were 10 shots behind the leader and, you know, just kind of kept grinding away at it. Did you realize how far back you were? And then did you realize the last few holes that it might be there for the taking?
I actually realized. I didn't really pay attention to it much during the whole day until about the 11th hole. I think I was one under for the day at the time, and I think I was four under total. So I had Barlow, you know, telling me the score, and he said that individually I was five shots back, and he was, the leader was at nine, and I was at four. And I knew it was going to be a kind of a battle to win that, but my focus was on the team and, you know, doing what's best for me to finish it out for the team. And you know, just so happened that I, you know, on 15th tee, I found out that Cole finished pretty poorly and I had been tied for the lead. And, you know, Cole, he played a great tournament, but, you know, it was not an easy finish. I knew the last four holes were, you know, are pretty tough holes, you know, pretty tough holes for the whole, you know, golf course. But I just focused on, you know, getting a birdie in there and playing solid, giving myself some. It's actually funny. In the practice round, Coach had us go on the last four holes. He made us, you know, play a little bit and try to shoot a score on last four holes. And he said, you know, set your goal for 200 and see. I want to see who can shoot 200 in the last four. So I honestly thought of that on the 15th tee. You know, why not center and see? I want to see who can shoot 200 in the last four. So make a couple and go 200 like Coach said in the practice round. So. I hit it close on 15 and missed it. And then 16, I made a birdie putt from off the green, and that was pretty cool. But I knew I just need to make two pars coming in. And parred 17 at a long two putt. And then 18, I left myself about 18 feet down the hill. And it's pretty cool to finish that way and have the whole team there.
Yep. I don't want you to get too far ahead of yourself because you still got some business in Ohio, but you've been to the Nationals before. Mike was talking about how Illinois has kind of been there and down in that match play part maybe more than any other school in recent years. Do you get excited thinking about trying to keep that going this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because I honestly, like you said, not getting too far ahead of each other. I mean, ourselves, I mean, I feel like we don't even think about that. It's just something that comes once we get there. But, you know, when we do think about it, it is pretty cool, you know, the match play, our experience there, and hopefully getting back to that. I think anytime you put yourself in the match play, you've got a chance. And, you know, anyone has a chance in match play. You know, everyone looks at Oklahoma State, and they're the favorites on their home course, and there's no doubt they're the favorites. But, you know, match play, anything can happen. It doesn't matter if you're the five best players in the country. Anything can happen. So I just feel like if we get ourselves in that, we got a chance. So, you know, one step at a time, but once we get there, it's going to be another fun one.
Well, I know you got plenty with Illinois to think about first, but saw the press release. I know you're excited to probably turn pro at Rust-Oleum. Can you share a quick thought with me on that and making your home debut in front of, I'm sure, a lot of family and friends?
Yeah, no, that's definitely special and really cool opportunity. I'm, you know, very grateful for the opportunity they gave me. Obviously, being about, you know, 25 minutes from home makes it pretty special, too. And, you know, going to be home and, you know, with a lot of friends and family watching, that should be really special. And, you know, hopefully I can, you know, play well. But definitely looking forward to the opportunity. It's going to be an awesome experience.